Now, as you may have heard a few minutes ago, the HSE's National Ambulance Service has said that failures to meet response targets mean that some patients can wait for more than 2 hours for an emergency service response. A briefing for today's Joint Committee on Health shows that the worst performing regions last year were the HSE West and Northwest and the HSE Midwest. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers has been following the proceedings. Fergal, will you start by reminding us, what are the rules around ambulance response times?
Well, the HSE's National Ambulance Service, it responds to 430,000 emergency calls a year. That's up 10% last year compared to the previous year. And the projections are for an extra 20,000 calls to be responded to this year. So the numbers are going up, certainly. But the national target is to respond in 75% of cases of life-threatening cardiac or respiratory arrest. They're called purple calls. And 45% of cases of life-threatening illness or injury, they're called red calls. All of those within just under 19 minutes. Now, in the HSE West and Northwest region, just 64% of those life-threatening cardiac and respiratory arrest calls were responded to within target. And in the HSE Midwest region, just 69% of those life-threatening calls were made within target. So a lot of work to do there for sure. The calls for life-threatening illnesses or injury, they're called red calls. They were around within target for those regions. And then the best performing areas, highly populated, a lot of ambulance services, HSE Dublin the North East and HSE Dublin and the Midlands.
What else did the committee hear today?
So that HSE briefing paper for today's health committee, it shows that failures to meet response targets means that some patients can wait for more than 2 hours for an emergency service response. And the HSE said that the aim now is to have the longest average waiting time brought down from 2 hours to 1 hour, and it's developing a 3 to 5 year strategy. The HSE said that the causes of this are, journey time for ambulances, more time being spent at a scene with a higher level of care being provided, infection control at scenes, and ambulances being tied up in emergency departments. And on that point, we heard that those turnaround times at emergency departments, delays in ambulance getting away from an emergency department after handing over a patient, the target is to have turnaround within 20 minutes of an ambulance arriving in 80% of cases. And the HSE says that's the responsibility of the relevant acute hospital, not the ambulance service. But the figure this June was turnaround time target was met in about 57% of cases. Here's Fianna Fáil's TD Martin Daly speaking about a 4 or 5 hour delay he was aware of in terms of turnaround times. And then we hear the HSE's Pat Healy, National Director of Services and Schemes, responding.
One of the issues in our own area is the turnaround times for ambulances, especially in the west-northwest area. And that's not the fault of the ambulance service, but it is something that has been reported to me that it can take 4 to 5 hours in, and I'm not going to name the hospitals, but it can take 4 to 5 hours in some hospitals to turn around the ambulance. So for people listening to this, that means an ambulance arrives with a critically ill patient. They're kept up to 4 to 5 hours with their valuable resource of the healthcare professionals and the ambulance before they can hand that patient over. I wonder, would you be able to comment on that?
On turnaround times, I think we fully acknowledge that work needs to be done there and that work is undertaken. You can see that we've invested in the service. I've set that out in the opening statement. I think to make it practical, on average, we're trying to make 45 minutes in turnaround. And we're achieving that in some areas, we're not achieving it in others.
Pat Healy of the HSE, ending that report from our correspondent Fergal Bowers.